ジャパニーズポット101や。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Eric here. Welcome to JapanesePod101.com Newbie Series Lori Story 1. My name is Eric and I'm joined by Naomi Sensei.
はい、こんにちは。
こんにちは。よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。
Now, this is a new Newbie Series. The previous Newbie Series, Nihongo Dojo, focused on grammar, but in this course we'll have more situation-based lessons. So, what grammar point are we covering today?
今日は、the usage of お願いします。
That's right. お願いします。In the context of asking for a favor or requesting something?
That's right.
And the conversation takes place at?
成田空港. 成田 International Airport.
And the conversation is between?
Lori and 係員.
That's right. Lori and the customs official. All right, let's take a listen.
パスポートをお願いします。
え?すみません。もう一度お願いします。
パスポートお願いします。
あ、はい。
スーツケースお願いします。
すみません。ゆっくりお願いします。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
パスポートお願いします。
え、すみません、もう一度お願いします。
パスポートお願いします。
あ、はい。
スーツケースお願いします。
すみません、ゆっくりお願いします。
今度は英語が入ります。
パスポートお願いします。
Your passport please。
え、すみません、もう一度お願いします。
Excuse me, could you say that again?
パスポートお願いします。
Passport please。
あ、はい。
Oh, okay.
スーツケースお願いします。
Your suitcase, please.
すみません。ゆっくりお願いします。
Excuse me. Could you speak slowly?
Eric-san, what did you think about today's conversation?
Yeah, I think that's a typical conversation that happens at Narita Airport. I think I've had it.
Oh, really? Are the customs officials nice to you?
No, yeah, they're good people.
Do they speak Japanese to you or English?
Well, you see, that's the thing. There's two levels of customs when you get to the airport. When you first get in, right, you're in this huge long line and you're waiting for the person who stamps your ticket, gives your visa, takes your blood samples, urine samples, all that. And then those people, they speak to you only in Japanese, at least from my experience. No matter what you say or what you do, they'll still say passport onegaishimasu and stuff like that. And then when you get down to the guy who's looking for the seeds with the gloves and everything, they'll speak to you in any language you want. And they'll speak to you in English, yeah. So it's a big difference.
Oh, wow. That's a useful information for listeners.
All right, onto the vocab. Naomi-sensei, the first word is...
Passporto.
Passport.
Passporto. Passporto.
All right, and the next word is a phrase.
お願いします.
Please.
お願いします。お願いします。
And the next phrase?
すみません。
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Thank you.
すみません。すみません。
And the next word is?
もう一度。
All right, now this is a combination of two words, of which the first word is?
もう。
And the second?
一度。
And the first?
もう。
Again, more. And the second?
一度.
One time, once. Combined?
もう一度.
One more time. And the next word is?
スーツケース.
Suitcase.
スー うつけす。スーツケース。
And the next word is?
ゆっくり。
Slowly.
ゆっくり。ゆっくり。
All right, now we're going to take a look at some of the vocabulary and phrases from today's dialogue. Before we get into the next section, I really want to emphasize that when you're learning these vocabularies, don't just learn the words. Also learn the pitch accent, the intonation of the word, because that's really important. The meaning is not going to change, but people won't understand you if you say it like a word with a completely different pitch accent, especially older people. Even younger people, they'll have no idea what you're talking about. You know, like, hey, Naomi, are you liberal?
Huh?
Are you liberal?
何?
Liberal? See? If I say liberal, like liberal or something, nobody understands what I'm saying, right? Okay? Same thing in Japanese. So let's take a closer look at some of the vocabulary and phrases from today's dialogue. The first phrase we'll look at is...
すみません.
And the pitch accent is...
すみません.
All right, so let's break this apart. You noticed that the tone went up on the second syllable. Mi. すみません. And it came back down on the last ん. A lot of Japanese words have that pattern of starting off low and getting higher and maybe coming back down at the end. But just make sure that, you know, you're learning it correctly. And what does すみません mean?
Excuse me? I'm sorry and thank you.
I'm sorry and thank you?
Hi.
Those are two opposite words. What's the deal, Naomi-sensei?
When people say thank you, they are thinking like, I feel guilty because you've been so nice to me.
Ah, okay. So they're almost sorry for receiving an act of gratitude. They're really thanking you, but it's an unwarranted act of gratitude that people give you all of a sudden. So, for example, if you're sitting in the train, you got a bunch of heavy stuff with you, and somebody stands up and gives you their seat, then you won't say arigato or arigato gozaimasu to them. You'll say すみません, right?
I feel guilty or I owe you a lot. I owe you
That's
a lot.
That's right. When you're, it's almost like you're indebted to somebody. You almost feel like you owe them something, so you're saying like, oh, I'm really sorry for you to take the trouble to do something when I didn't even ask for it. That's probably the reasoning behind it, huh? But yeah, you use it all the time. And you know, when I'm walking around the town and everything, I never usually hear people say すみません. I hear them.
Ah.
Say, like how do you say it, Naomi?
すいません.
Right. You don't say すみません. You say like すいません. I've heard people say すいません.
So, and then some people might say すみません.
Is that wrong?
When you write it, it's wrong.
Right.
But when you're saying it, people use it.
You know what? I think it's a lot like the word in English, gonna.
Oh.
Like, we say it all the time. I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna, like, I'm gonna do this. You never write that down because it would seem ridiculous. And, you know, people would be like, what the heck is this? But, you know, you say it, and a lot of people don't even know they're saying it.
So desu ne.
There was a study. According to a survey, 50% of the people admit that they use すいません in their daily conversation.
50%? I thought that's more than that.
No, yeah, right? Isn't that kind of low? For me, I think most people use it. You know, especially when you need to apologize to somebody, you're not going to say all those syllables. You're not going to say すみません. Which reminds me, guys, practice this word. Practice it. Because when you really need to apologize, you're going to be jumping, tripping over your own tongue. This is a tongue twister. すみません. You won't even realize it until you're really sorry for something. You're going to be saying like すみません. And nobody will know what you're saying.
すいません。すみません。
Thank you, Naomi-sensei. The next word is?
はい.
And the accent?
はい. はい.
So it starts high and goes low. So high could mean yes, or I agree with you, or okay, or here, etc. Anything that's sort of agreeing, affirming, right? So how do you say no in Japanese?
いいえ.
Say it one more time.
いいえ.
All right, so the accent, it goes up on the second syllable. One more time, Naomi-sensei.
いいえ.
いいえ means no, but it doesn't mean exactly the same as the English no, right?
Mm-hmm.
For example, you can't say いいえ, you can't say いいえ smoking.
そうですね.
Doesn't make any sense, right?
No.
Yeah, so はい and いいえ, those are very polite expressions. And in a casual situation, はい becomes... It almost sounds, at first, personally speaking, when I first heard the word ん, I thought people were just mumbling at me. I would ask one of my Japanese friends, like, hey, you want to go, you know, do this? And they were like, And I was like, come on, man. You, can't you at least... What
response?
Is it? Can't you at least properly respond to my question? You know? And it turns out that they were just saying, they were saying yes in Japanese to me.
Yeah.
You know, they weren't even saying yes or anything. So, yeah, it's really easy. Say it again.
Mm.
Right. It's written un, but you can say it with your mouth closed. You can just say un.
そうですね。Just a un.
Right. And how about ie? How do you say that casually?
Ya or un.
Okay. You see, ya, that's pretty easy, but it's pretty confusing because it sounds like yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but it's a little shorter. It's ya.
Yeah.
And you kind of cut it off right there. Yeah. But the second one that you said, what is it?
Hmm.
That sounds a lot like un.
Ah, so this ne, but a little bit longer vowel.
Exactly. It sounds like more like a no, like mm, like in English we have the mm.
Ah, toka.
Except that the un, this is important. The pitch. What's the pitch of un?
Hmm.
Hmm. Wow.
That's right.
I'm getting confused between the mm and the Japanese un. It's similar. It's similar. So all you got to do is extend the un to un. All right. So we have hai, ye, and un or ya. For example, okay, when I'm watching people talk or when I'm talking to somebody, the listener usually says un or hai all the time, even while I'm talking. What's going on there? What is that nonsense?
That's how we communicate.
Yeah, but are they listening to me?
Yeah, they do. That's why they're saying un or un.
Okay, so...
Maybe totally different idea from English culture.
So what is it? Is there a rule for that? Like after every period, after every comma?
I'd say women tend to say un or un more often than men.
Oh,
but
that's a good observation.
There's no clear rule.
And what I noticed, what you know, seems obvious to me is that when you really understand the point of what the speaker is saying, you tend to say hi more often. Like, oh, hi, oh, yeah. While they're talking. This goes on while they're talking, folks. So don't be afraid to interrupt people in that way by saying hi, or yes, I understand what you're saying. If you don't, the person might say like, hey, are you listening to me?
Exactly.
Right. And there's a term for this.
Aizuchi.
Aizuchi.
Hai. Aizuchi.
Aizuchi. Try it out, guys, if you're having a conversation in Japanese. All right, now let's take a closer look at the grammar used in this lesson. So, Naomi-sensei, what did we cover in this lesson?
お願いします.
And the pitch accent?
お願いします.
All right, it goes up on the second syllable, and it sort of comes down at the end, but that last su, it's unvoiced, so you can just make the S sound, and you'll be cool.
お願いします.
Very good, Naomi-sensei. Where did you learn Japanese?
Arigatou.
Wow. Okay. So, onegai means request, and shimasu means to do in the masu form. So, onegai shimasu. Together, it's a set phrase, and it literally means I request you to do something. Okay? That's the straight, direct, literal translation. And but you never usually use it just by itself. You don't use it just as it is, right? You have to... It has to be in the context of asking for a favor.
So desu ne, that's right.
So for example, let's take a look at the conversation between Lori and the kakari-in, the customs official. So Naomi-sensei, what did the kakari-in ask for? What did he say?
Passporto onegaishimasu.
Okay, so literally, passport please. And then what did Lori say?
Moichido onegaishimasu.
One more time, please. So this guy's asking for a passport. Lori's asking for... an action on behalf of this guy. So basically, you can use onegaishimasu to ask for anything. Tangible objects, requests, favors, actions from people, all sorts of things. It's a very useful phrase. Magic phrase?
Ah, so magic phrase.
Yeah, very good.
You can get anything.
Just say onegaishimasu and you can get anything you want, all right? Anything your heart desires. Right, Naomi?
Hi.
All right, let's take a look at to see how we can use this magic phrase, okay, Naomi-sensei?
Hi.
We just got here to this amazing curry restaurant down at the corner. And, okay, we ordered our food, but what about our drinks? You look thirsty. What would you like?
But I don't have enough money for ordering drinks.
Hey, so. I got it covered. Just tell the waiter what you want.
Mizu onegaishimasu.
I think I could pay for that. You know, the waiter's over there gossiping with that other guy. We want our menus. We want our menus.
Menu, お願いします.
That's right. We're asking for the menu. And wow, this curry looks great. I think I'm going to get this one. How about you, Naomi-sensei? You going to get that one?
Yeah, I'm going to get this one too.
All right, so let's order.
注文, お願いします.
That's right. 注文, to order. And wow, this curry was amazing. Let's split. Let's get out of here. We got to pay the bill, right?
はい。会計, お願いします.
Check, please.
If you don't know the name of the object, you can say これ.
Which means this.
Or this one.
Right. So that's how I always order stuff. I mean, because yeah, in Japanese menus, they always have a picture of the stuff, right? And even if I know the name, I just, you know, the waiter's right there in front of you. I just point at it and say, これお願いします.
The easiest way.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the guy understands. They'll know what I'm talking about. Okay, so you just saw a couple of ways that you can ask for things, actual real objects, water, a menu, asking to order, asking for the bill. But, you know, when you don't know, you just use the generic これ, the this. Or, you know, if you're asking for something that's farther away, you ask for that. それお願いします. You know, if you're asking for something that's behind a counter or something. But yeah, お願いします.
Magical.
Magical. This is where you would put some sound effects of magic. Okay, I hope you do that. All right, be sure to check out JapanesePod101.com to get the PDF of this lesson. We're going to have all the notes about, you know, everything we talked about in here, except for my private seeds. Don't tell anybody, all right? I'm watching you. And make sure you check out the forums and to get any of your questions answered, all right? I'll see you guys next time.
じゃあまた!
パスポートをお願いします。
え?すみません。もう一度お願いします。
パスポートお願いします。
あ、はい。
スーツケースお願いします。
すみません。ゆっくりお願いします。